Whatever the voice I. Lessons from the lathe. I don't know how do I have the ruach in it. It's okay. This week's parasha is Pinchas. We are in the midst of our fast of Shavasar Vatamas. Hopefully we will learn together an idea that will resonate with you throughout the 3 weeks as well. The parasha, as we know, starts off with this amazing act of Pinchas ben Elozer ben Aaron HaKoyin, an act of a zealous person, an act that obviously was something that came from and okay with the Ribbono Shel Olam, as we find out after. It's actually something that many have the custom that when we call the kvaterin for a bris, we say, Pinchas ben Elozer ben Aaron HaKoyin, which is very interesting. It's Torah within itself. And I would expect, as the parsha continues, and Moshe Rabbeinu now requests Vayidaber Moshe El Hashem Lemor. This is, I believe, the only time where we see this term, not Vayidaber Hashem or Moshe Lemor. Vayidaber Moshe. Moshe says to Hashem, I need something from you. And he says, I want to appoint a leader. What does the pasuk say? Yivkoid Hashem Elokei Haruchot L'chol Basar Ish Ala'ida. Right? The God of the Ruchot, you should appoint for me, right? God of the spirits of all flesh, find someone to lead the Jewish people. So many Meforshim already comment, what about Pinchas? Pinchas ben Elozer ben Aaron HaKoyin. So the Kotzker already says, the Kotzker Rebbe says, Pinchas couldn't be because, as we'll see a moment in Rashi, Rashi says, it has to be somebody who, I'll read you Rashi, what does it mean when the pasuk says Elokei HaRuchot? A very interesting term. Seems to be almost superfluous. Hashem knows what he's doing. What does he need to Elokei HaRuchot? What does this mean? So, says Rashi, Elokei HaRuchot, Lama Ne'amar. Right? Superfluous is extra. We know we never add words in the Torah. Amar Lefana Ribbono Shel Olam, Galoy Lefanech, it's known to you, Da'atol Shekol Echad Ve'Echad. You know what's in everybody's mind. There, Einan Doimim Zelazer, right? The old joke, right? You have three Jews, you know, six opinions. Mana Aleihem Manhig, appoint for them a leader, She Yasavau Sovel, Kol Echad V'Echad Lefi Dato. Everybody will be happy with him. Seems to be almost impossible. Basis that the Medrash Kanchuma says. Find someone. So says the Kotzker. Pinchas was not someone that everybody liked. He did a very harsh act. And being a zealous is not necessarily a midah, although wonderful in certain times, is not something that could lead the Jewish people. It happens to be the Munkach Rav quotes his grandfather, the B'nai Yisrael, and goes crazy on this and says, I don't understand. Of course it could have been Pinchas. It should have been Pinchas, and he gives technical reasons why. His father was still alive, and you couldn't appoint somebody whose father was still alive. Very interesting. And he says, no, that wasn't true. That it could have been Pinchas, but there were technical reasons why it wasn't. Nonetheless, it's Yehoshua. Interesting. Again, we learn the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because who could it have been? You would think, he says, I got two sons. Right? The tradition of many Rosh Yeshiva, you appoint your son as Rosh Yeshiva. Right? The line of, for example, the Lakewood Yeshiva, of Aaron Cutler, of Schneer Cutler, of Malkiel Cutler, right? It's done. No. Find me the person. And Rashi says, the Torah tells us, and then Rashi will comment, Vayom Hashem al Moshe, Kach lecha et Yoshua ben Nun. Why? Because he is Ish Asher Ruach Bo. Smati Adechala. That same Ruach is word. Comes Rashi again. What does it mean that that Yehoshua has Ruach Bo? Says Rashi. Ka'asher she'elat she'achol lahalech keneged ruchol shekol echad ve'echad. Everybody likes him. Now, what does it mean everybody likes him? So as you might remember, if you remember just a day ago, Rav Bixen had a great vort about the famous Balak v'Haftarecha Kamocha, but that wasn't what I wanted to take from it. But the idea of, he quoted the name of another rabbi who posted, I think on Facebook, or he said, or Twitter, I forgot, right? That the line v'Haftarecha Kamocha, right? He changed it to v'Hafta l'reacha shu lo kol kach kamocha. To be a true leader, you have to love even people that aren't like you. It's hard to believe this is true, but I once had a discussion. One of the greatest discussions you could have is in the mikveh. Not in the mikveh itself, but in the mikveh place. So I used to go to the mikveh in Bet, in Ramat Beit Shemesh Bet. Oh, baby. Right? And they were the nicest people ever. So nice. So there was the time where they were having riots. This is before, now in Ramat Beit Shemesh Aleph, there's a beautiful mikveh, and you don't really need to go there. But they're very, very nice people. So we're having a discussion once, and about what was going on, and he was arguing correctly, this is not us, this is not the major people from Beit Shemesh, they're a bunch of hoodlums, even though they look like they're wearing religious garb, but we can't stop them, whatever, for every reason. And then he said to me, you think I don't believe in Ha'atharecha Kamocha? And then I couldn't believe this line. He says, as long as they are Kamocha, Komoni, as long as they're like me, I'll accept anyone. But that's not what Ha'atharecha Kamocha means. Ha'atharecha Kamocha means is that they're not exactly like me. So, the Baal Shem Tov, one of the students of the Baal Shem Tov, quotes in the name of his Rebbe, that's the line in Pirkei Avos that we say. The famous line in Pirkei Avos that I'm sure you all know quite well. It says that this is in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel, I believe, where the Mishnah says as follows. The Mishnah says, Hu aya omer kosher ruach habrios noicha imenu ruach hamakom nocham imenu. Right, as many of the Mefarshim say, but let's just take the Bar Tanura. Kol misha ohev lamata biyadoa shu ohev lamala. The Baruch Hashem only loves people who people love him. Right, he gets along with that guy gets along with everyone. The leader of the Jewish people, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, has this concept of ruach elukim. Elohei Aruchot is the Ribbono Shel Olam. He knows all. It has to be someone that people are going to be able to get along with. That's a very, very central lesson that we should be thinking about during this time. Very important lesson. Rabbi Vixen also quoted this great idea that the word Tzibur, Rav Kook says, is Tzadik Beinoni. Right, Tzadik Beinoni and Vit Rasha. So of course I was thinking when he was saying that, oh come on, that's a little bit of a cop-out, right? Because it has the Vav and the Resh, and I thought maybe that's exactly the point. Rav Kook, I don't think, said this, but the hardest one is the Rasha. The Tzadik, the Benoni, knew he's trying to be like me, okay, you know? V'Rasha, the Vav HaChibur, that's the person you got to bring in. I had a very long discussion last night. I was invited to speak at the Kolel, because Rav Golik's not here. And I was invited to speak at the Kolel. And I gave a shiur there. Not the shiur I'm giving today. I gave a shiur there. And then they wanted to hack with me. We hacked for like over an hour. And one of the things they were talking about is, oh, go camp, and the way that it looks, and the way that the girls dress, and then there are all these different things. So I said my piece, but one of the things I said was, you know, you should be tolerant. I said a great line, I thought. I said, can I ask you a question? What have you done to change the camp? You have all the time people coming into the Kolel, teenagers coming in, staff coming in. Have you ever gone up to one of them and said, wow, I can't believe you're here, it's really great. You know, if you ever want to learn, I'm always here. So stop telling me how bad and this. That's not everybody's kamocha. And we make this mistake all the time of thinking about kamocha. What was unique about Yehoshua was that he was able to lead the Jewish people through understanding everyone. And everybody said, ah, that's my guy. He might be more religious than I am. Right? One of the mistakes, in my humble opinion, sometimes Rebbe's make, is that they try to be like the guys. Right? Oh, what music you love? Let me listen to the music. No, chas v'shalom. I respect the fact that we don't listen to the same type of music, and maybe your music is usher according to most Torah personalities, and it's a avodah zara. I respect that, but that doesn't mean you're not kamocha. You're not kamoni. We're in the midst of the fast of Shavuos or Tammuz, and we know quite well that for the next 3 weeks we will be taking upon ourselves strict restrictions, whatever they might be, to each his own, maybe next week's discussion. But I always like to say that they're not important, not even a little bit important, if they don't come with actual change. If you don't think about it at all, if you don't think about this concept of Sibur, Sibur is an amazing concept. It's literally changed the way I think about Minyan. But if you think of Minyan, which we call Halachic Sibur, that the Tzibur, and the person called the Shliach Tzibur, so the Rebbe of Soloveitchik explains it was, right? We all daven privately. Quiet, we do a little davening. And then comes a guy called the Shliach Tzibur. He takes all your pekalach, he takes all of your tefillos together, and he brings them up to Shemayim for you. He's Mesader the tefillos. That's why Chazar Hashatz is so important. But it means something even further. As Rav Soloveitchik said, and I've mentioned before, the orchestra. Right? A guy walks in and says, "Oh, it turns out that the is sick today. Our violinist is sick, and you're really good at the trumpet. So can you play the violin?" Okay. Like, do you not understand instruments? It doesn't work like that. I'm good at this. I'm not good at that. Everybody's got their own instrument that they play, but together, wow. They sound amazing. Everybody who davens has their own thing. The guy comes in, walks in, you say, "I don't believe this guy's here. Look at this kid. I literally saw this camper. He was cursing before my bunk." He was doing this. The Kollel was telling me they were listening to Be Something on Shabbos, the way that they were talking, and they couldn't believe it. That kids of that age, right, know how to talk that way. But how do you know that that kid, that Shabbos, said, "You know what? I'm going to try not to curse." You don't curse ever. I'm a tzaddik. But he was working so hard, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, "Wow, here, come into my house. Matoivo alecha Yaakov, come in. V'ani barod chastecha. Whatever your tefillah is, I'm going to bring up to Shemayim. And because you happen to be sitting there, you're going to go on his back, and his tefillah is going to go up to Shemayim." You have any idea who that guy is, what he struggles with? Right? And we do this all the time, and this is part of the time that we're in and why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Shelo nohogu kavod zeh bazeh, right? The famous Gemara tells us that they shelo birchu b'Torah techila. How could that be? They had the greatest learning in generations and generations, and they didn't say birchu b'Torah. They didn't have the importance of birchu b'Torah. Sinas chinam is worse, not when I just hate the individual, where I pretend I like the individual, and then behind his back, oh, that's not Noyach HaBrius. That's what the mission is exactly saying. Not the faker guy. Not the guy when he turns around and he's like, "Oh yeah, he thinks he's so firm." It's very difficult to be a leader and people actually like you, as a chiddush. But that's, I think, what you have to concentrate on during this 3 weeks, and certainly today. How do we concentrate on v'ahavta l'reicha lo kamocha? They're not exactly like me, but I still love them. I still recognize that they might have struggles that I don't have, and that's why they act in the way that they do. They might be this way, that way, or the other. That's very special and unique if I could tolerate that. This just happened to me. I'm not such a tolerant person, for those that know me. And I was talking outside after I was giving a shir, and there was a certain rabbi who was supposed to be giving chinuch here, and he correctly so was probably a little bit upset that I went over a little bit and he couldn't start chinuch, whatever. Okay, this is like a coveted place, the library with the air conditioner. So I thought it was him who came behind me and like he gave me a smack in the back. I thought like a little Musser smack, you know? Smack in the back. And I remember my heart was like, "All right, man." And as I turn around, I realize it's one of the Yachad kids who just was saying hello to me. So why didn't I react the way I should have reacted? Why didn't I turn around and punch him in the face? The rabbi, I would have. No, I don't. But why didn't I? Because he's a Yachad kid. Because I'm smart enough to realize that he's... And by the way, not only did I not react, I smiled and said, "Whoa, how are you doing?" I was so happy. He showed me cover that he likes me. What all of a sudden changed? You know what changed? Because that kamoich I understand. Oh, I have a lot of tolerance for him because it's rational. I can understand. I don't blame him. Look, he has special needs, and of course he doesn't understand. And what about the other person? Right, I'm not saying you should look at everybody that has special needs, but they're not the same as you. I'm thinking more and more about this great line, right? Let's remake these, what do you call them? Now, last year was Lashon Hara Loma Daber Alai. V'ahavta l'recha shelo kamocha. Right? It doesn't have to, I could still love somebody if they're not like, that was Ruach. That's Ruach Elokim. That's this beautiful line in Pirkei Avos. Oh, the Rabbanu Sholom, if they like you downstairs, you got easy sailing upstairs. And that was what Yehoshua ben Nun, that's what he signified. He was a man of the people. Let's not forget, a few weeks ago, he went out with the Meraglim. A very, very unique midah to have. And we should be zeichah to understand this great midah. And Amir Tzashem, with that, if we really love our fellow Jew, we'll be zeichah to binyan beis mikdashenu b'meheru v'yameinu. Amen v'amen.